This is Roger Bennett of Men in Blazers.
Hey, this is Alexi Lawless.
You're listening to the Mouths of the South podcast.
Mouths of the South podcast, right here on Dirty South Soccer.
Rock on.
Eat it up.
This is the Mouths of the South podcast.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
The official Dirty South Soccer podcast.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Talking all things Atlanta United FC.
Don't nobody understand the words that are coming out of your mouth, man.
We are
the Mouths of the South.
The South got something to say. That's all I got to say.
All right, we're going to shut that off because we got something much more important happening. We got the ambiance of Re-Raw Irish Pub. We are live. We have the Mouths of the South podcast coming at you live from Re-Raw Irish Pub. Post-game show, post-game reaction show. If you want to get on the action, 713-955-0722. This is an Atlanta-oriented podcast, but we're not Atlanta-oriented today. We are U.S. men's national team all the way. And let's get the initial reactions real quick. Impressive victory, 4-0 against Costa Rica.
I mean, if you're going on, like, impressive 4-0 victories, that might have been one of the, I guess, I'm not trying to poo-poo the win, but.
But we're going to poo-poo the win.
Well, I'm just saying, it was a 4-0 win, and you should be happy about that. But still, there, I'll be honest with you, there was a lot that was left to be desired from this team. I mean, you know, some not every goal, like the penalty, for example, was probably a pretty soft penalty call. And Jermaine Jones's goal was very fortunate because Clint Dempsey it and took way too many touches, and the ball just so happened to find its way into the path of Jermaine Jones, who sent a rocket into the bottom corner. But overall, I mean, it was a great – not great. It was a good performance. The team won. They're now top of the group thanks to goal differential. But still, I wasn't completely blown away or anything.
I mean, at the end of the day, though, I'll take it. I mean – we did win 4-0, and even though maybe that wasn't the greatest performance, there was some very good things to take from that game. We definitely played very well. We might not have had the best finishers in the world off of our good play, but we got the game won. And even though we probably could have played a little better, I am personally probably not going to complain too much just because we did get the 4-0 win.
All right, we got some phone calls, so we're going to go straight to them. 740-740, what's up? Your impressions of this 4-0 win against Costa Rica?
I think it was a great game. I think actually my player of the game would be John Brooks.
John Brooks, why's that? Nope, I guess not.
Hello? Okay.
John Brooks, where, yeah. All right, if you had another player of the game.
I would have said Jermaine Jones just because he had probably the best moments of individual creativity going forward, and that's something that we had to have. But John Brooks had a great game. He'd probably be my number two. At the end of the day, he was very sound defensively. He hasn't made a mistake in two games. You can't complain too much.
We apologize for the noise in the background. AO Atlanta is doing some announcements. They're doing some giveaways right now, so I apologize.
It is hot up in here right now.
443, we see you're calling. We're just going to hold off until after the craziness in the background happens. So just hang on there. 713-955-0722. If you want to get on the action, let us know what you thought about this victory. 4-0 against Costa Rica. From the top of the table on goals scored, right?
Yeah,
goals
right.
Scored.
Yeah,
and those two right. Goals. Those two extra goals, I guess, were huge in that goal differential category. So, all right, it looks like it's calmed down a little bit. 4-4-3. 4-4-3, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad. How's it going, man?
All right. I just want to talk about Costa Rica. I mean, they even have just the worst tournament so far.
No, yeah,
it was a very bland game against Paraguay and then losing 4-0 to the USA. I mean, I was predicting a draw. For them, at least, because they have so many good world-class players. They have Brian Ruiz. They have Joel Campbell. They just fell apart for them.
I mean, yeah, they do have some very good players, but they just haven't put it together very well. I mean, you could tell tonight, they just didn't look like a very cohesive team. They kind of just sit around, tried to cross the ball in, and when we have, again, our center backs are 6'4 and 6'5. When you try to continually cross the ball in –
I mean, our last caller said that John Brooks is their player of the game. You're just not gonna get. You're not gonna score like that. I mean, the few chances they had were in the middle, but they just didn't look very cohesive as a team.
4-4-3. Were you very impressed surprised. With the overall performance?
Yeah. I was very surprised with the lineup. I thought Clemson was going to change from the 11 from the Columbia game and that performance.
And that,
but he played the same 11,
essentially,
and changed the same changes, and
it worked this time.
Well,
and I thought that was great.
And they should have called 4-4-3, but it worked like in a different way. It worked in the sense that, you had a team in Costa Rica who we all thought, I think we all could have agreed, was going to bunker the hell out of this game, and that was not the case at all.
No, especially in the first 10 minutes, they came out trying to attack and trying to get that opening goal.
It played into our favor. I guess they just watched us play against Colombia and said, hey, let's go for it, but they're not a good enough team to try to do that again.
Yeah, they watched us play against Colombia, but we watched them play against Paraguay, and it weren't any good, which makes you definitely feel very good going into the next game, but we'll get to that later.
We have a lot of background noise.
I was going to say, it's very loud up in here, but the Outlaws here have definitely gotten very lit, but we will press on. All I got to say is, look, Jurgen Klinsmann obviously doesn't answer to any of us, but the substitution pattern tonight, he probably wanted to get.
It's the one game where you're in the lead, you have nothing to lose, and you don't sub in.
That's what I'm saying. Bringing in Zuzi, and Zuzi scored a nice goal. I'll give him credit for it. But you bring in Zuzi, you bring in Beckerman, who, Kyle Beckerman is not going to be any part of the future. So it's almost pointless in a sense to bring him in. And then, you bring in Wondolowski in the ultimate troll move that I feel like. We talked about this. It's like, he's going to bring in Wondolowski.
We called it,
did. We called it in the pregame show. He said he's going to come in, he's going to troll us. And he certainly did. And, there were some players that played very well tonight. I don't want to take away from the performance. It's just that I also don't want the fans to look at this result, this 4-0 result against a pretty pedestrian Costa Rica team tonight, and be like, oh, man, the USA's back. It's like, well, this was a lot easier competition than playing against Colombia. So you have to take that for what it is. Again, a good result winning 4-0. Like we talked about, those goals were very important in terms of the goal differential. But until the United States plays another good team, and unfortunately Paraguay is not as good as Colombia, they're not going to be as stern of a test either. I just don't think you're going to know until we see the USA play whoever they're going to end up playing in the the first knockout round. If they get by.
I mean, the thing is, you say the U.S. isn't necessarily back yet, but we are playing well enough. I mean, this is a Costa Rica team that tied a Paraguay team. I mean, if this game is anything to tell for it, I feel really good going into that Paraguay game that we can get a result and we can get a win. I mean, I don't see any reason why we can't win the game against Paraguay. And again, you said you already started talking about the opponent we're going to play in the first round. I think that's a very, very realistic possibility. If that didn't happen at this point, I would be furious.
Well, yeah. It's pretty much assumed we're going to advance, right?
That's why I was trying not to make that the assumption, just because anything's possible. I just think that, what if the USA played the way they played tonight, and I'm talking about those lucky goals that they had there, the penalty that might have been a little harsh, and then the ball just rolling into the feet of Jermaine Jones. If they don't have those goals, if they play this way against, say, Brazil or against Colombia again, would they win that game? Probably not.
But, our back line did play very well. This is two This is two games in a row without giving up a goal from open play. That is saying something to go 180 minutes without giving up a goal from open play. You got to give it to our center backs, and that is something. There's something to be said about that.
No, I'll definitely agree with you there. But
trying to be positive.
No, I know, and I'm not trying to be like Debbie Downer or super negative. I think I'm just trying to bring it back down to earth a little bit. A 4-0 win, and I think people are going to overreact.
Timeout. See, I'm not. I'm going to look at
this. No, I'm not saying you are.
I know. But I look at this, and I'm like, I was not impressed. I was not impressed by the penalty kick. I don't.
Third goal, though. The third goal.
I don't rely on PKs as a consistent source of goals. So you can go ahead and write that one off. The one where Dempsey tries to do a move around the defender, and the ball conveniently goes to Jermaine Jones. That's half a product of luck. And we've seen too many times where the U.S. men's national team almost depends on like that 25% luck or chance that just happens to go their way. The Bobby Woodgall, fantastic. I'll give him all the credit in the world. That was unbelievable, an unbelievable piece of skill, an unbelievable finish. Maybe questionable goalkeeping, but still, that was an unbelievable finish. And then, what was the last one? What am I thinking of?
Juicy.
Juicy, I'll give him credit for it because he did all the work himself. But still, you can't – no real team that you face after the group stage is going to make – you can't count on a team making a mistake like that in the defensive third.
Yeah. The thing is, you can only help, like, the finishing so much in a way because, I mean, the players aren't going to become amazing finishers overnight. And I mean, when you look at it, we had some good chances, especially in the first half. The first half was really good, like interplay between the center midfielders, like between some of the strikers. But I don't necessarily think they're going to become amazing finishers. So I did like what I saw for the most part. I understand they're not going to finish every chance. Obviously, they definitely need to finish a lot more than they did, which is crazy to say because they just did win 4-0, but still.
Well, we're going to wait till this giveaway. Giveaway that's going on ends so that we can take a caller. 478, we see you on the line. We're just waiting for the stuff in the background so we can actually hear you.
Gotta love the Outlaws.
Yeah, they're giving away some stuff right now, some various U.S. men's national team signs, memorabilia, and people are trying to see if they're going to win or not.
If you want to get on the action, 713-955-0722. We are live at Re Raw Irish Pub for the American Outlaw Atlanta Chapter Watch Party. I've seen so much Legion here. I think I've seen Flea Mob here. I'm not sure, though. We see some other Terminus. Yeah, multiple Terminus Legion people here.
We got a Colombian fan.
Now he's switching his Legion. I know he's married to a Colombian woman, so that's where that is. But, again, 713-955-0722. Just waiting.
Hey, we got a Mexico fan in here too. Man, we got a smorgasbord of fun.
Yeah, we got a little bit of everything. Again,
Mexico fans just show up to random places where they're not invited. It's like, come on, guys. They're not even playing it.
There were a couple of people in the Ecuador Brazil game in the Rose Bowl that were wearing Mexico jerseys and started an exit chant.
Again, that's 713-955-0722. Just waiting for these people to stop yelling into the microphone. It's like they don't know how a microphone works.
Yeah. The microphone amplifies your voice just fine.
Thank you.
She's a little
excited.
Mean, yeah.
She won 20.
Oh man, somebody won twice. Uh-oh.
All right, let's go to 478. Let's just go ahead and do this. 478, what's up?
Eric and Sam, y'all are killing my vibe right now. Let me just get on with the American Outlaws and start yelling a little louder, man.
Hey, we're just trying to be real with you, man.
I know that y'all are absolutely right about Clint screwing up in the final third on that goal, but Jermaine's finish was class. You got to admit
it.
Guy absolutely has had a bit of a renaissance. We've had a great third goal, a great fourth goal. So if we put it all together, we win that game at least 3-0 on quality goals and one on a garbage PK, which is fine. I mean, let's be a little more happy. And yeah, Pulisic didn't see the field, but you know what? That just means – I'm just going to take that to mean that Jurgen is going to start Christian Pulisic in the next game. I'm going to go ahead and name that claim. It's going to happen next game, and you guys are going to be fine. It's going to be okay.
How much were you drinking during this game?
Moderately. Not as much as you guys
so that's why you think you're
killing the vibe right now. Hey, man, I heard at Reraw they had, like, a shot for every goal at this point. I'm surprised you guys weren't a little more happy when you came on the air. That's all I'm saying.
Somehow only one round made it to us, but that's all right. And, I mean, I guess we're not trying to, like, talk bad about the win, but it's more of...
I am, because I'm not impressed with it. It's not...
But it's just analyzing the individual performances within the win.
That's fine. Oh, my gosh. This could not be worse. They know that we're doing a post-game show and that you're yelling as loud as they possibly fucking can.
Alcohol is a crazy drug, guys.
I want to get her, I'm trying to get her attention to shut up.
Hey, kill it.
Tranquilo, way. Tranquilo.
I wanted to. Oh, man.
But about the Jermaine Jones goal, I will point out that he did make an amazing defensive run before, and his finish was the culmination of about 100 yards of just pure running. He's 34 years old. You got to at least say he's still got it in the tank right now.
I'd say Jermaine Jones had a very good game.
Yeah,
I mean, I saw a lot of, like, he was made up some very defensive plays in the attacking third to win the ball back and almost create chances. I mean, he was going throughout the entire game. He looked very good.
Yeah. And I know Sam made the point during the game. He probably has the best vision of any player on the team in terms of picking out a pass.
That pass that he made that Bedoya messed up, you know, shooting. He tried to cross the ball. But that pass
was
absolutely
incredible.
I mean, yeah, the field vision is there. And I'll say this. Age should not be, like, just that number should not be an eliminating factor.
With him and Pulisic, it's the same.
I'll use Mexico as an example. Look at Rafa Márquez.
He's like 70.
He scored 2 goals the other day. I mean, age should not be the limiting factor here. It should be, you take age into account, but if the guy can still go, it doesn't matter how old he is.
You know, if Rafa Márquez can do it, Jermaine Jones can do it.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
And, I mean, Jermaine Jones does not look 34 on the field. So,
yeah, I mean, I agree. Yeah. I think with Jermaine Jones, I think the one thing that you're going to look at in 2018, if he's going to be around in the possible, you know, World Cup team, is can he still go, you know, 70? I would just say like 75, just because he's not a come off the bench player.
Yeah, he's
a starter, and he's not going to really provide you, I don't think, a spark coming off the bench. So, can he go 75 minutes?
To me, it's like you got to find a partner for him.
Yeah.
Because, okay, maybe Michael Bradley back there, but then who's going to be the third man? Is it going to be Bedoya? Is it going to be a Nagby? Is it going to be somebody else? Because
I would hope somebody has developed enough at that point.
Maybe a Will Trapp.
To where Bedoya, because I feel like Bedoya is played out of necessity.
Yeah.
Bedoya is not a bad player, but he's also not a great player. He does a lot of things well, but he's not going to be a guy that's going to turn a game on his head.
I really think Emerson Hyman, maybe in 2 years, definitely in 6, is going to be a starter on this team. He's too good of a player, in my opinion. He's so young. He's had 2 full seasons of starting in the championship side in Fulham. He's going to be there. I don't know. 2 years might be a big ask to be starting in a World Cup.
I mean, there's a lot of players who are kind of not, you know, what about Zalalem? You know,
yeah.
That's a guy who we haven't even, like, talked about, but that could be a guy to look at for 2 years.
All right. I think they might be done giving stuff away, so.
Yeah.
It's not going to be as loud.
We've said this before.
Yeah.
We've learned our lesson that re-raw with the American Outlaws.
Maybe outside would
maybe
be
Maybe outside would be better.
Or we need to see thinking of going into a bunker.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Hey.
713-955-0722 if you want to get in on the action. We are live. We are the Mountain South Podcast live at Re-Raw Irish Pub in Atlanta. U.S. men's national team beats Costa Rica 4-0. This is the post-game show. Just getting your thoughts. So if you got thoughts, you want to call in, feel free. We have phone lines open right now. And I want to go back to just me being unimpressed, because I gauge everything based off the better teams that we will eventually have to play, whether it be in a World Cup.
At least we tried.
Whether it be in a World Cup or in a big international tournament or a Gold Cup or whatever. I gauge it that way. So I see this. Oh my gosh. I see this performance, and I think, man, the first 20 minutes were just god awful.
Yeah.
They were so terrible.
Even with the goal.
And then throughout the entire game in the midfield, our passes were so out of sync. It looked like this team had never practiced before.
Yeah.
And that's where I get so frustrated. It's not so much that, you know, the first 2 goals were.
Well, the second goal.
Have a product of luck. But it's just that we don't even look good doing that.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if we were getting these lucky goals and we were looking good doing it. Like, the passage of play actually looks really well. It looks well thought out. No, we just happen to bounce it off people's knees and stuff like that, and we just happen to be in the right spot. And that's not going to cut it at a higher level of play. That's not going to cut it in the semifinals or in the finals or even in a third-place match.
Yeah, Jermaine Jones bailed Dempsey out on that
absolutely.
Second goal.
I actually got tweeted by Tyler Ruthven, who we had on the podcast, and he goes, man, because I tweeted out, you know, that goal is not good enough for me, because Dempsey messes up, and then you see Jermaine Jones just being in the right place at the right time.
he tweeted back at me saying, messed up. I mean, that might have not been his intention, but the ball did get to him. It's like, yeah, I want an intentional goal. I want a goal where the entire all 7-8 passes that lead up to the goal are meant to set up someone to shoot. Well, we open someone up in space.
If we had a Bedoya that wanted to shoot the ball instead of pass the ball across the 6-yard box.
That was rough.
All right, I want to bring up a point. Do you guys think Zardes did enough to start next game? Yes or no? Because
I think his touch is awful.
It's just so bad.
It's
detrimental to the
that.
Team.
Yeah.
You can beat that with a dead horse, but like some people say, you keep saying that because it's not getting any better.
Yeah.
So I mean, what are you gonna do?
I know this probably wouldn't happen, but I'd love to see a lineup where we do put Nagbe on a wing. I know he's not a winger at all, but you put that type of athleticism on the wing, you don't really lose too much,
right.
And you have somebody who can really create instead of just making forward runs.
I think we underestimate how good professional soccer players are. I think they can adapt to different situations.
Oh, yeah. In terms
like, even in, like, the World Cup, for example, Mesut Ozil played on the outside. It's not his best position at all.
Yeah, he's left
of a winger. But he played out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I think these guys have played soccer long enough to where they can adapt to positions. It may not be their best, but they can play it.
And I really think if we put Nagbe out there, he would have space. If you'd have put him out on the wing this game, you saw there was times where Zardes would cut in and have space with the ball. If you put Nagbe in that position, he makes more things happen, in my opinion.
Man, if you put in Nagbe in for Dempsey in this game.
Oh, yeah, too.
Oh, my gosh. I think the passes are so much more crisper. I think the transition is a lot better. I think
Dempsey had so much space to run at people.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to run into a defender.
Yeah.
Nagbe's a lot better decision maker, at least in this game. Dempsey was he didn't perform too well on as far as making a decision.
Like, I was always taught as a player, if you're in the attacking final third, you either get the ball and pass it or you get the ball and drive at somebody. Dempsey would just get the ball and do neither.
He's neither.
And it just kills the momentum. Like, you just can't do anything.
713-955-0722. That's the number to get in on the action. The U.S. Men's National Team post-game show. Big win over Costa Rica, 4-0. And, you know, how big were the four goals? They're atop of the group right now because of the goals scored. They matched Colombia on goal differential, and that was huge. I said after halftime, this game needs to end 6-0, 4-0. It's not exactly what I wanted, just considering how open the play was. I'm amazed that Costa Rica didn't bunker.
Yeah, they never did.
No, not even once. We all were – every review I saw, every podcast I listened to, oh, they're going to bunker. It's going to be a bunker. And that led to the U.S. men's national team getting a lot of open looks, which, again, I don't think are going to exist when
right.
you play some better teams.
You know, and we –
But I will say this. You do take what you're given. So they did take advantage of the fact that they were not bunkering and they were opening up play, and it was a back-and-forth affair, and they did score four goals, how they scored them. So I will give them credit. They did put four up on the board. So, you know, we can rest easy there. How bad would it have looked if they just won 1-0 off PK?
Yeah, I mean, we could be, like I said, we could be sitting here after a 1-0 win and eking one out. At least we put them away, did what we thought they were doing. We were far superior like we all thought we were. But, you know, we've been far superior in a lot of matches before and not performed well. At least the score would indicate that we dominated the match. And in a large degree, we did.
Yeah, I got to go. If Josie Altidore were healthy right now, how would that impact the lineup? Would he be in?
I still think you have to start him in that Dempsey role, in the role that Dempsey was playing, maybe the false nine, whatever. He'd probably be a little bit higher up. I think he brings things to the game that Clint Dempsey does not.
Well, it's a hold-up play. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, they don't have that right now with anybody.
Here's the thing. Zardes' first touch is exactly how I feel about Josie Altidore's hold-up play. They're both equally as bad.
Well, that's the thing, though. His hold-up play is better than anybody else's. I mean, nobody else can do it.
Well, I feel like if we would have let Josie drop back where he is running more at people, he does do that better than Clint Dempsey does. You know, in my opinion, he likes to get the ball. He passes it. He plays a lot faster. You know, so if he would have gotten the ball in transition, he would be able to pass the ball and then make a run.
I just don't know how well he fits into the current system like that we're running right now. I really like.
I agree with you. I think right now, if they're running that 4-3-3, I don't think Altidore fits in there at all. I think Altidor fits in a 4-4-2 where he's the holdup, and then you have a Zardes or a Wood or somebody else running off of And so I think by design they're running the 4-4-3, but if, or 4-3-3. But if Josie were healthy, they probably wouldn't be running.
But what drives me crazy about Josie is we'll just throw him up there in a 4-5-1
and just
be,
send long
like,
balls.
Good luck, kid.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, he's not a terrible player, but he's not good enough to just hold the ball up in a 4-5-1.
No, he needs a very good striker running off of him, which is why in 2009 I was so upset when Michael Davies got hurt.
Yeah.
Because it finally seemed – Charlie Davies.
Charlie, yeah.
Yeah, because it finally seemed like they had somebody that could have played off of him very well.
So, Jonathan Tannenwald, at the goalkeeper on Twitter, he's at the game, and he just sent out a tweet. And thanks to Jason Longshore for bringing this to our attention. This is one of the weirdest – this is from the Costa Rica manager, Oscar Ramirez. This is one of the weirdest games we've ever played, we've ever had. We were good, but soccer's all about scoring goals.
I think he's intoxicated.
You look good.
You look sad.
What?
Throughout the entire match.
Yeah.
You look depressed.
I believe the U.S. Soccer Feed guys here showed me a tweet where they were like, can we replace crying Jordan with the Costa Rica manager? Because good grief.
Shout out to Aiden.
Yeah, I mean, Costa Rica looks like a shell of their former selves or their 2 years.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, they were so good in the World Cup, and Keylor Navas was a huge part of that, but still.
Yeah, they. Keylor Navas ain't scoring goals for them, and they got a lot of problems right
now.
They
do. They really do.
I'm interested to see how Paraguay looks against a Colombia team, because I'm really curious is that, you know.
Well, James Rodriguez is playing, by the way. There was a thought that he might not play with a shoulder injury, but he is leading the team out of the tunnel. So,
and he's not in a sling.
No, he's not. And this game is at the Rose Bowl, by the way. So
best result for this game, by the way, for us at least, you know, possibly win the group.
Oh, 0-0 draw.
0-0 draw.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course.
We just root for 0-0 draws. We don't really care about the viewership.
We
or
hate goals,
like.
Yeah.
Well, hey, the last game that was played at the Rose Bowl in this tournament was a 0-0 draw, as butthurt as I am about it.
Half empty.
All right, a couple more minutes left. 713-955-0722 if you want to get in on the Mouths of the South podcast. U.S. Men's National Team post-game show live from ReRaw Irish Pub. If you're in the Atlanta area, or if you're at one point going to come to the Atlanta area, make sure you stop by ReRaw for all of your soccer needs. This is a fantastic.
It's a real solid
bar.
Spot. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
doubt.
It's a fantastic. It's a soccer bar. It's a soccer place. Irish pub, and it has all the menu, the feel. It looks like an Irish pub. So it's.
I feel like we were in Ireland right now.
You've got all the American, all Atlanta stuff around. You've got. U.S. men's national team shirts and flags and all sorts of things going crazy all across the bar. You can definitely watch the Premier League games here. Lloyd Soccer was here. Make sure you check them out up in the Johns Creek area. They're a good place to get to all of your soccering merchandise, if you will. Again, 713-955-0722. All right, let's look forward to Paraguay and what we might – I think this is the game – I thought at least once, before the tournament started, I thought at least once, you got to start nagging pools at the same time. And I think that might be the game. You depending on how Colombia-Paraguay goes, you know you're advancing. You know, you don't – you're going to score goals against Paraguay. You got to know that. So put in the young guys. Put in the new guys. Keep the back line the same. You can even keep Giassi. I honestly take Giassi out.
I mean,
but
I just don't know who.
You can keep Dempsey. You can keep I would say play that 4-4-2.
I thought it looked pretty good.
Well, could you do the 4-3-3 and just straight swap, you know, Pulisic for Zardes?
You could, and then my question would be, what do you do with Dempsey if you don't just pull him out?
I said they won't pull him out.
You put Nagby in that role as that. Number
I see what
10.
You're saying. You put him there, and instead of being the point striker, you pull him back.
Yeah.
And you have the other two kind of like an upside down triangle.
So it's kind of like a 4-4-2 with a diamond in the midfield, but the top of the diamond is going to have a lot more.
Like a 4-4-1.
Put Bradley as that number 6.
4-3-1-2.
You can leave Bedoya. You can do whatever you want.
Well, I'm wondering if Bedoya is hurt. I mean, he came off injured. I don't know how the severity, obviously. I mean,
it looked like just a dead leg, but those could be a few days.
Right.
No, something I want to say about the 4-4-2 is if you do play a 4-4-2 with Nagby at the 10, that puts Michael Bradley at his best position. Jermaine Jones at his best position. Bedoya at his best position. You know, all these players really seem to be in a good spot.
You give Fabian Johnson a chance to really work overlap.
Exactly. And that would give him as much freedom as you could possibly give him, because you've got really three guys playing a defensive-minded midfielder role.
Yeah.
You know?
So. All right, final thoughts on the match. We're approaching 30 minutes. That's as long as we wanted to go. Final thoughts.
I'll start it off. I'll say, I mean, hey, it's a 4-0 win. You know, there's a lot of things to nitpick about, and there's a lot of things I was frustrated about subbing probably first and foremost. But, you know, at the end of the day, we had to win, and we won. So that's good.
Yeah, you know, I just think, obviously, I don't want to be too much of a Debbie Downer. All I got to say is, look, there were some good goals. There were some okay moments in the game. But the U.S. is going to have to play a lot better than that against better teams if they want to go far in this tournament, or at least, you know, go farther than it looked like they would go after the Colombia match.
Yeah, I'll go. You know, before the game, I wanted a comfortable win, never in doubt. So I can't really complain about the result as far as that's concerned, because they did exactly what I wanted them to do. How they did it, probably not the most impressive format, but, you know, when you're up big in a game, sometimes you kind of take your foot off the gas, you kind of get sloppy, you aren't as into it as you probably should be. But, you know, going forward, I think, you know, we have a chance possibly to win the group. I mean, that's about as good as you could ask. We'll see what happens in this game. But, you know, I was impressed with just the domination and getting through without any sweat at all.
I mean, I didn't like everything that I saw, but I liked a lot of what I saw. I mean, even though we didn't have the best finishing in the world, I liked the way we played. I liked that obviously we got the 4-0 result. And, I mean, I'm not that upset with the overall performance. I mean, I think it was decent at least. And I think we can definitely go out and possibly win this group, more than likely get second place, and I think we're okay.
I should have gone first. That way we didn't save the worst for the bet. We didn't end on a bad note.
I knew it was coming.
I am.
Negative Nancy.
But here's the thing. I like the result. I'm fine with the result. 4-0 is a big deal. It's, you know, you're right now, before this Colombia-Paraguay match, you're top of the table. You're top of the group, I mean, and, you know, with a shot to actually win it after losing to Colombia in the first match. But that should have been just an absolute embarrassment of Costa Rica. The way they didn't bunker like we all thought they would, the amount of space they had in the midfield,
yeah,
moving into the attacking third, the passes were horrible most of the match. It looked like no one was in sync. So as much as I'm enjoying the win, I'm going to go home. I'm going to say, yes, thank you. We got a win. Moving forward, looks like we're going to move advance in the group. I'm fine with that. But at the same time, I know realistically that this win should have been a lot better, should have looked a lot better, and it didn't. So,
well, they don't really have a chance to really prove themselves until the knockout rounds anyways.
I'm right there with you.
So it still remains to be seen.
Yeah, I mean, the only chance they had was against Colombia, and we saw what happened there. So, yeah, now you just got to take care of business and hope you get a good matchup in the next round.
That'll wrap it up for us. Again, this was the Mouths of the South podcast live post-game show from ReRaw Irish Pub in Atlanta. If you're listening now, thank you so much. If you're listening after we've recorded, and we appreciate you listening. Sorry for the yelling in the background. Woo! At times. We've learned our lesson. We'll
yelling into microphones is always a good thing, right?
Yeah, we'll make sure that we aren't inside. We'll make sure that our stuff can be given away.
Joys of a live podcast.
We'll make sure no one's using a microphone while we're
recording. Correct modulation is key. Okay,
exactly. Yeah. But again, thanks for listening, and until next time, guys. See you later, everybody.
Peace.
All right.